also have my very special guest, Electric Penelope. So without further introduction, let's hear a track from her.
Come and find me.
Thank you.
Sometimes things that you say will go around my head all day. Now I'm just waiting to be found. I'm waiting to be found. Come and find me.
A lovely track.
Thank you.
Can you tell me first just a little bit about your career? How long have you been playing?
What, the piano or just Electric Penelope?
let's start with the piano and with your singing, because uh-huh. If I may say so, you have a fabulous voice.
Oh, thank you, Roger. Yes, I only started seriously singing the last probably 3 or 4 years. You know, as an actual performance. Before then, I hadn't really done anything at all. And the same with piano. I hadn't started... I'd played around with piano from a child,
we always had one in the house, but I never actually properly learnt. So I only once I established, well, I started Electric Penelope in 2010, decided to, you know, start a band, start some music, write some music, and then I realised that I needed to be able to play an instrument to go along with it. I could do the singing, not so great on the you know, instrument side of things. So a friend of mine was giving away her piano, and she gave it to me, and I played solidly on it every day for about 6 months until I felt I was good enough to be able to, you know, play in front of people. So that was about a year and a half ago. And so now I actually dare to go out and play the piano in front of people. It's still, you know, it's getting there. I'm improving, but it's still quite new to me. But so yes, the whole thing's really only properly been the last 3 years.
All right. But as I shared coming up in the car with you, mm-hmm. I know a great many musicians, but I'm a real fan of yours. You're starting. If that's starting, then heaven knows where you're going to end up, because that is just fabulous. But another thing I learned when we were coming up mm-hmm. was that you've got 5 children. How on earth do you balance it all?
Well, I have a very patient husband, but I mostly just don't do housework. I just have to. I somehow manage to prioritize the things that really matter, and so I don't do the conventional housewifey thing because I just don't have the time to do that.
Right.
I still do those things as well, but just, you know, not to as an efficiency as some mums. But I mostly do things in the evening when you know I've got somebody to babysit. But actual songwriting side of things, I just do them I write songs while I'm working. And I've always written songs like that. I've never had the time to sit down and write a song. So I always do it while I'm washing up or, you know, the mundane things. And which is why people often say to me, you've got a really catchy loop, you know, a hook on that song, and that's the reason why. It's because for me to be able to remember it, I have to.
Right.
That's how it evolves in the first place, is that I'll come up with a little phrase and I'll sing it lots of times because I don't have time to sit down and write it. Uh-huh. and then it'll develop from there, and you know, I will then sit down and work out, you know, proper arrangement and backing and all that kind of thing, but that's generally how it starts. Yeah, I just made myself sound so bad then with the whole mother thing. I'm actually quite a good mum.
I don't think you did at all. In fact, my wife Gillian would agree with a lot of what you're saying, because one thing that she says she's not very good at is the general dusting and polishing day after day, and she says that she preferred, rather than doing a little bit of housework here and a little bit there, she prefers to wait and do a major spring clean every so often.
Yeah.
So you're not alone.
No, I always say the things that the children will remember are not whether the house is clean or not. They don't remember older, that's not an issue to them, but what they do remember is, you know, that they've seen me progress. They've seen me walking around the house singing, you know, sharing the whole musical thing with them, and doing things that are a much better, I don't know, example to children than dusting the skirting boards.
Yeah, I can certainly see the sense in that. I mean, in yours, sounds like a very joyous household.
It is. It's a very busy one, and it's quite loud, but it's a happy household. Yeah.
And talking about busy, if songwriting, singing isn't enough, I understand that coming up this year, you're also going to be producing your next album,
yeah,
and embarking on an O-level degree? An English degree.
Yeah, so I'm just, it's with the Open University, so it'll take about 5 years. But yes, those I'm fitting those in as well. It sounds like a lot, but when you've had the amount of, when you've had, I come from a big family myself. I've got 9 brothers and sisters, and I'm used to, I've grown up in an environment where you get on with doing things amid chaos,
right?
and to be able to work quite happily while other things are going on, like the songwriting. I'm quite happy to write a song while there are children. You can actually hear on some of my recordings the children in the background,
yes,
playing.
And
it's the same with studying as well. If you really want to study, you'll find the time to do it. It's the same with anything. You'll just prioritize those things that you think are important, and there is always time.
Right.
It's just getting the priorities right.
And you mentioned your recordings. Your last album was released in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it possible to hear a track from that now?
Yes, of course. Which one would you like to hear?
Trafalgar.
Trafalgar Square, okay, yeah. Yeah, that was one that I wrote. That was actually one of my first songs that I wrote. It was about a friend of mine in London, which is where I grew up. And, it was just, we used to spend a lot of time together, and we'd always sort of wander around in the evening and end up at Trafalgar Square.
Right.
So it was just a memory of that. So, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Oh, right, oh, I'm going to play. Oh, I thought you meant on the... Sorry, Roger. I thought he meant he was going to play an actual one from the CD.
Oh no, I think listeners would love to hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, unfortunately, with Trafalgar Square, that has to be played on guitar.
Ah.
And I don't have the guitar with me.
I should know that.
Sorry, Roger. But I can play. I'll play you something else right now.
Right.
I'll play Carry Me Home. It's one
I
that people
that, yes.
People seem to like, so I'll do that one.
Okay.
I don't belong here. left to the night, I just know I'll be caught again. All sick to the soul and pursued by the thought of him. I'm so tired.
That is so beautiful, thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry about the middle bit.
Oh, I love
it. And then I got the giggles. I just got a bit lost on the keyboard. I was getting so into it that I forgot I was playing the piano and started to, I don't know, what I started doing.
As I told you in the car, I'd love to hear your giggle. I thought you incorporated that especially for me. It's time now to have a look at what's happening around the region. So can you tell me, Penelope? Anna Reeven? Actually, that's funny because Gillian kept saying to me today, I bet you're going to call her Electric. I'll tell you this, might be better if Anna tells you, Anna goes under the name of Electric Penelope, and she was just sharing a story of how somebody on one other radio station interviewed her and kept calling her by the wrong name. Can you share that story?
Well, he kept calling me Electric, and I thought it was just a little, you know, joke, because I'm called Electric Penelope. And then I realised, it gradually dawned on me that he actually thought my name was Electric. And when he was asking me about how my name came, you know, how I came up with the name Electric Penelope, I described to him how Penelope was just a pseudonym. It sounded, it was a good alternative name. And then he replied by saying, "And well, I suppose Electric Penelope was on your birth certificate." and I said, "Well, no." And it suddenly dawned on me that he actually thought it was.
For those who don't know, Electric Penelope's actual name, the name on her birth certificate is Anna. Name is Anna Emmons.
Anna Emmons, yeah. Anna Gudgeon was my birth certificate name.
Uh-huh. Anna, you mentioned the Corner House in Berwick, which is a new coffee shop, and I understand that they also stock copies of your last album?
They do, yes. Yep.
Brilliant, thank you.
It's called The New Day, by the way.
Right.
No, it's actually called A New Day, not The.
And would you like to play another track now?
Yes. I'm going to play one actually from my second album, which is a new song that I wrote about Berwick. I'm not going to start producing my second album probably till the end of this year. So this is just a little preview of what's to come. It's called These Walls. Right, that was just a little warm-up, excuse me. I'll just do that again. It's just a nervous thing. I'm actually really good at the piano. Funny little town.
about the middle. There's a steeple in view. Every night the bells ring out. The 8 o'clock curfew. Picnic on the stone steps of the old town hall. Seagulls always linger there, waiting for a scrap to fall. The busker on the pavement, singing in the rain. No one ever listens, but he always comes back again. People come, people go, the seasons change, river flow. Secrets told, those to tell, round and round, within these walls they dwell. Love is paused, friend and foe, side by side, within these walls they go. But if they're here, or if they're gone, to these walls they'll always belong.
That was beautiful, and we'll hear some more from you in just a few moments. And I understand, Anna, that you have and a couple of releases coming up. There's a live album and I think a video, is that right?
That's right. I've just released my first video, which is called Scorpion. It's from my album, the debut album, A New Day. So I released that a couple of weeks ago. And that was really good fun. But I'm going to be releasing this year, as soon as I can, really, the live recording of the launch, which was in October. And that was a fabulous launch, because I reproduced as closely as I could to the actual album, the sounds, all the instrumentation that was in it. So for the live launch, we had a quartet, which was, two violins, viola, and a cello. Cello's my favourite instrument. Can't play it, but I just love the sound of it. Absolutely fabulous. Yes. And so then there was 12 piece altogether. There were backing singers, keyboard, and et cetera, et cetera. So the live recording, which we had done on the night, came out fantastically, because it was all done line by line, so it could be remixed and everything like that. So I'm going to be releasing that alongside the video as well. It was also videoed, and the Scorpion video, the proper video, and that will also be sold as a nice package. So that I haven't set a date for that. That's just when I can get around to doing it.
And that, again, will be available from the Corner House?
I put everything online as well.
Right.
Like my album, for example, you can get that on iTunes.
Uh-huh.
You can get... I mean, there's various places, outlets around town, Berwick, that you can buy it, like at the Maltings, at the Corner House. It's also available in the tourism place. And... So when all the video and everything like that, again, you can also buy the actual copy from my site. My site is electricpenelope.com.
And right. Then,
so everything's very easy to find and access. But it's the same with the videos and the next album, is that you'll either be able to buy it on iTunes, or you can buy the actual copy either physically from one of the shops, or just go to my site and order it, and I'll post it to you.
Great.
And no, not me. It'll be my, you know, my special... load of people running around me looking after me. Not really, I'm afraid it's just me. It will literally be from me.
Okay, so what are you going to play now?
I'm going to play a song called If My Lovely Friend. This is also from my from A New Day.
Your influences. What kind of music did you grow up listening to, and who influenced you the most?
Well, growing up, when I was quite young, I remember just listening to Radio 2. My mama always had Radio 2 or Radio 4 on. It was one of those two. So. Although I'm really bad with names, I never know who it is that I'm listening to, but I can put on the radio and I can sing along. My children are always really astonished. They're like, how do you do that? And it's just, for me, it's of listening to the radio. And classical music. My mum's a classical pianist. So she, you know, she would listen to classical music, but she had also had her all her record collection of her sort of teenage years. It was all sort of the Beatles, the Mamas and the Papas, Carpenters, you know, all that kind of quite sweet pop music, and Lulu and things like that. So I was familiar with listening to that, but also my dad's influence, which was very jazz and soul. So my very early years was very general. You know, it was never a specific genre of music that I would listen to. And as I got a bit older, my parents opened a nightclub, which was a jazz nightclub. So I was very familiar with just listening to jazz music a lot. Jazz music, soul music, you know, Ray Charles sort of, and Jimmy Smith and, you know, that kind of thing. And that is what stuck with me the most, I think. That whole style of singing as well. Not deliberately, that's just something that people say, I've got that style of music and voice, and I you can hear on my music, it's just got influences from absolutely everywhere. it's really difficult when people say to me, what's your style of music, and I do not know how to answer, because it's got reggae, it's got Motown, it's a mixture, it's got, you know, classical, folk, you know, real sort of 60s stuff, but then it's a bit of everything. but yeah,
I think we've just got time for one more number.
Yep. Let me think what I can play. Trying to think which ones, because I often, when I do live performance, I often will do it with a guitarist. So when I've got a guitarist, it can kind of fill it out a bit. When I'm just doing it just on my own on a keyboard, that's doesn't have the greatest sound. So it makes choosing a song a lot more difficult. I'll do What You Gotta Do. I was going to do Scorpion, but instead I'll try and encourage people to go and watch the video. If you just go on YouTube, it's on YouTube and it's called Scorpion, but for the moment I'm just going to do What You Gotta Do, it's called.
Thank you.
Wake up with no makeup, you think I look at you. Late day at the table, when the day's still new, I give a kiss to you. Maybe drink your coffee, then you're off, we say. Have a lovely day, baby. On your way now, to start the day now. I do the things I gotta do. Daily, don't forget me, don't forget me. Do what you gotta do, baby. But don't forget me, don't forget me. Do what you gotta do, baby. But don't forget me, don't forget me. Do what you gotta do, what you gotta do. The boss says you see a client or two. Briefly, call my number, because you're wondering how my day has been. Sweet day, I'm a dreaming instead of cleaning. I know I really ought to go. Honey, get my work done, no time to shuck. One day, we got the bills to pay. Sunday, don't forget me, don't forget me. Do what you gotta do, baby. But don't forget me,
Don't forget me, do what you gotta do, baby. Don't forget me, don't forget me, do what you gotta do, what you gotta do. Do be what you got to do. Better do way. Do better, do better, do be what you got to do. Better do way. Do better, do better, do be what you got to do. Better do way. Do better, do better, do be what you got to do. Do better, do better, better, better. I always do that.
Thank you. And sadly, we've reached the time in the program now where Electric Penelope has to leave us to get back to Berwick. But mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed your performance.
Thank you, Roger, and thank you so much for asking me to come along, because yeah, it's been really good. It's been really good fun.
It's been fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.